Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Psalm 23, 1.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Now today's devotional reflection. I am sure the vast majority of us are familiar with the 23rd Psalm. Perhaps you have heard this prominent psalm at every funeral you have attended. While Psalms 23 is associated with death, it is very much for those of us living and walking this earthly course toward our heavenly home. David perhaps was a great king because he began life as a shepherd. Scripture refers to David as a man after God's heart. Jesus said that he is the good shepherd. Jesus also said he and the Father are one. Do you know the good shepherd today? Only he can take you to the places that will satisfy your longing soul. Let's learn from David's life as a shepherd, as he writes about God being his shepherd. David records that God is his shepherd and that he shall want for nothing. God the shepherd makes David the sheep lie down in green pastures and leads him beside still waters. The shepherd restores his soul and leads him in paths of righteousness, even though he walks daily through the valley of the shadow of death. David will fear no evil, for the shepherd is with David. His rod and staff bring comfort. First, the sheep know the shepherd's voice. Ray van der Laan talks about the time he lived with Bedouin shepherds in the Negev. He said he watched the young shepherd girls bring their families' flocks out to graze, and the sheep would all intermingle. He said he marveled at how, when it was time for the shepherd girls to each go their separate ways, how the sheep would follow its shepherd's voice. The sheep only follow the voice of their shepherd. Are you willing to follow your shepherd's voice? If you answer yes, I encourage you to train your spiritual ears to hear him speak. While not exhaustive, I'll share three keys to knowing if you hear God speak. First, his voice sounds identical to his written word. If you hear God speak and what is being communicated is contrary to his word, then you are not hearing from the Good Shepherd. The Bible will always align with God's speaking voice. Second, what he says bears fruit. If no fruit will come from what you believe you are hearing, then you are not hearing from the Good Shepherd. Third, when God speaks, usually these are eureka moments. He speaks in wisdom, and what he is asking of you should be bigger than you and beyond your ability to achieve alone. Next time we are together, we will consider more aspects of trusting the Good Shepherd. If you've never trusted him, make today the glad day of salvation by simply choosing to follow him. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.